While most of the city sleeps, a growing number of New Yorkers get together late at night to dance tango. The tango parties are known as milongas, the Argentinian slang name for social tango dances born in Buenos Aires in the late 1800s. 2 decades ago, only a couple of milongas existed in Queens, but today New York hosts up to 5 any night of the week. As part of our occasional series, Feet in Two Worlds, reporter Diego Graglia takes us for a spin around the city's growing tango scene.
Tango's addictive. It's a joy and a frustration. So you can't always get the high that you want just by going to a tango party.
Until I met Rebecca Schulman, I thought only my fellow Argentinians could get so poetic when talking about tango. Here she is, at a Chelsea dance studio, teaching a variation on a step to a couple of advanced dancers.
For her to do the monster step, you have to keep her on your left side, her stick there.
Rebecca's been teaching and dancing tango for 16 years. Over this time, she has seen many New Yorkers join the ranks of the tango fanatics. For many of these devoted dancers, tango has gone from being a hobby to a lifestyle.
Going out dancing, staying up late, getting up late, and I don't know how people do it who have regular jobs.
In fact, some no longer have regular jobs. Here's Istanbul native Yeşim Sezer. She quit her 16-year career in the travel business to become DJ La Turca.
Why? Because tango and day job don't go together. And at some point, I was asked to make a choice, and I said I choose tango.
It's been over 2 years since then. Yeşim says she doesn't get a regular paycheck, but she's happy.
Yeah, and I only live once. So, I quit. You don't choose tango. Tango chooses you. These people are addicted. They hang out 7 days a week, 7 nights a week, and somehow try to manage it. But they always wait for the night to go to a milonga.
It's a Monday night at Dance Manhattan on 19th Street. About 150 people have come out to dance tango. On the dance floor, dozens of couples rotate, each at their own pace. They follow the distinctive beat kept by the piano, the bass, and tango's signature instrument, the bandoneon, a cousin of the accordion. This being New York, the crowd is very diverse. You see young and old people, those who dress up, and others in jeans and t-shirts. By day, Natalia Wilson works as a paralegal. Tonight, she's sitting by the dance floor with a friend, waiting to be asked to dance. I ask her, what attracted her to tango?
Mostly the sensuality and the, I don't know, just how people look when they dance. They kind of zone out to this other world, and that's what I wanted to feel like.
Have you felt it?
Yes and no. Not as consistently.
Tango creates instant intimacy between perfect strangers. At the same time, the milongas can be an anonymous world where it doesn't matter who you are during the day. Milonga organizer Gayatri Martin.
You could be anybody. You could be a multimillionaire. You could be almost homeless. You could be illiterate. Nobody knows, and they don't really care. Huh? They might say hello to you for 3 years and never know your first name and dance 5 times a night with you.
Huh? So what do they care about?
Dancing.
But dancing here is not the same as in Buenos Aires.
You go to the milongas here and it's like a big prom or a big bar mitzvah. Everything, it's cool. You have the cheese, you have the dips, everything is organized.
Tango instructor Oliver Colker was born in New York but raised in Buenos Aires. He says here many people just learn the mechanics of tango.
Like other people do yoga or tai chi or painting or chess, these people do, they study dance.
But there are those who find a deeper experience in tango. They are the ones who become addicted. So, how did this all start? In 1985, the show Tango Argentino came to town for what was supposed to be 1 week. The show turned out to be what the New York Times called the season's improbable hit. During its run on Broadway, it was seen by Madonna, Sinatra, Kissinger, and Baryshnikov. El corazón Alexander Turney was there too.
Si yo tuviera el corazón querido.
Alex was 67 at the time. Today he's 88 and still dancing. He and his late wife Jean were among the many New Yorkers who were inspired to learn tango after seeing Tango Argentino.
The last 19 years that Jean and I were together and dancing together transformed our life. It changed our growing old.
There's a saying in Argentina, el tango es un sentimiento triste que se baila. Tango is a sad feeling that you dance. Here, tango is an escape, and milongas are an opportunity to embrace a stranger and sway to the sounds of elegant, sensual music.
Every time I go to the dance with all my pain and all the tragedies in life and all the disappointments, for 2, 3, 4 hours, however long we're there, la vida es una milonga. The whole life is a ball.
The end of every tango song is marked by two notes. In the silence that follows and during the opening bars of the next song, couples stand still, waiting for another go at the joy and the frustration of tango, for another chance to get that high they are looking for. For WNYC, I'm Diego Graglia.
And if you're looking for a place to dance or learn tango, try visiting newyorktango.com.